I read to you from Psalm 37, and we're still on Psalm 37. But I read to you from the 23rd and 24th verse, and we're going to go on. I'm going to read those verses to you again, but then we're going to go on past those. Verse 23 of Psalm 37 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down." Isn't it good to know if you fall, you can get back up again? Hallelujah. Glory to God. "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." Amen. Now, we've also covered verse 25 a few weeks back, but I want to go back there again as we move along in this chapter. David said, "I have been young and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants or his seed begging for bread." Hallelujah. I want to read that to you again. "I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread." Hallelujah. If God did it for David, he'll do it for you. You hear me? If God did it for David, he'll do it for you. Amen. But there's some things we need to notice here, take notice of, as we move along. The righteous is not forsaken. You hear me? The righteous is not forsaken, but I want to share with you for a few minutes. First of all, before I take you there, I want to say this. We have a tremendous promise from God from the book of Hebrews where God tells us that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. We'll never be left, and we'll never be forsaken. But relative to verse 25, David said again, let me read it to you again. I want you to get it in your spirit. He said, "I have been young, and now am old." In other words, he says, "I've been around a while. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed or his descendants begging bread." Hallelujah. But there are some other things he said in this 37th chapter that need to be included. For example, let's go back up to verse 21. It says, "The wicked borrows and does not repay." Finish that. "But the righteous shows mercy and..." What does it? "The righteous shows mercy and gives." Amen. The same David that says, "I was young and now I'm old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants or his seed begging for bread." But he's, He made a difference between the wicked and the righteous. In verse 21, the wicked borrows and don't bother to pay you back. You ever been there? Sometimes they don't intend to pay you back. But the righteous, the same righteous that he's talking about in verse 25, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. Hallelujah. Not only does he give, look at verse 26. Right below verse 25 that we just read. He is ever, well, I tell you what, let's hook it up together. Let me read verse 25, then I'll go right on in to verse 26. I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Look at verse 26. He is ever what? Merciful. There it is again. He is ever merciful and lends. And his what? Wow. His descendants are blessed because the righteous are givers and lenders. They are merciful people. They see a need and they want to do whatever they can do to help, to alleviate the pressure. And because of that, God has said, they will not lack for anything. And their seed will be blessed, or their descendants will be blessed. Hallelujah. You still with me? Somebody turn to Luke 6:38, and you can put it on the screen. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. You probably know it by heart, but I want to go there. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Put it on the screen for me, please. How many of you know this verse by heart? Raise your hand if you know it by heart. Many of you do. All right, praise God. Jesus said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen? Amen. Will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be what? Measured back to you. God is a God of compassion. Hallelujah. Some people think he's mean. God is not a mean God. He's a compassionate God. He's a loving God. Now, turn with me to the book of Philippians. You've heard this one also, the fourth chapter. You probably can quote this one as well. Philippians chapter 4. Look at verse 19. Put Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 on the screen for me, please. All right. Read it out loud on three. One, two, three. All right, who's going to supply it? Amen. My God. Now, many people quote that verse. And that's fine to quote that verse because it's in the Bible. But I want to back up from verse 19. And the Apostle Paul is talking to the Philippian church here. Let me see where I want to pick it up at. Look at verse 15. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. You see that? So what's the subject matter here? Giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. Verse 16. For even in Thessalonica, I think I'm saying that right. If I'm not, forgive me. You sent aid once and again for what? My necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I'm full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And then again he says, and my God, now because of their generosity, all right, because of their giving, then he says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I like verse 20. And now to our God and Father be what? Glory forever and ever. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So these people, these folk were givers. And Paul said, because you are givers, because you are merciful, God's going to supply your every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, like I said, I'm not going very long tonight. But in the Bible, you will find seed time and harvest time. That's a biblical principle. Seed time and harvest time. Now, turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 8. Genesis, chapter 8. And that's the reason we can be confident. Like Minister Streeter said, when he was receiving the tithe and the offering, the word of God says, in hard times, I will be satisfied. In hard times, I will be satisfied. Because I'm living by biblical principles. Amen?
Amen.
So in Genesis chapter 8, I'll just pick it up at verse 20. It says, then Noah built an altar, and you can go back and read the whole chapter, but then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy everything, every living thing as I have done. Look at verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. You see that? Seed time and harvest shall not cease. Cold and heat shall not cease. Winter and summer shall not cease. Day and night shall not cease while the earth remains. Hallelujah. So when we sow seed, guess what we're going to do? Reap a harvest. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to go to one other reference for tonight. The book of Galatians. Book of Galatians. I'll pick it up at verse 6. I won't read the entire chapter. It says, let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he what? You see that? Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Listen to what it says in verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing what? Let us not grow weary while doing good. While doing good. For in what? In due season we shall do what? Stop right there. While the earth stands, there will be seed time and harvest. And right here, we're told, don't become weary. Don't grow weary. If things don't change right away, don't grow weary. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Let's read verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. No wonder David could say, I have been young, and now I'm old, but I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants or his seed begging bread. When we think about others more than we think about ourselves, we open the door wide open for God's blessings to flood in. Amen? Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. The biblical principle of seed time and harvest. How many of you want to have the same testimony that David had? Say, I was young, I'm old now, and God has never let me down. He never let me down. Even when times looked tough, he never forsook me. Glory to God. Because he cares for me. Now look at someone very lovingly and tell them, God cares for you. Find another person, tell them the same thing. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for your word that will never return.